There are certain things we pray for that are really things that we would assume are a given in life. And there are a few messages in this concept. Firstly, we say, Am chadesh betuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'asev reshit. Every day Hashem recreates creation. Mechadesh betuvo, in God's goodness, God rejuvenates. Ma'asev reshit, the actions of the beginning of creation. So one aspect is that we recognize that every day God makes the sun rise anew. And that's why we discuss Yotzer Or, Uvorei Choshech, etc. We show appreciation. And those are the blessings of the morning as well. We show appreciation that we were given the gift of sight, that we could talk today, we could stand today, we could move today, the gifts we have today. There's also the aspect that Hashem wants us to pray for things and not take them as a given. That's why sometimes Hashem holds something back, makes it difficult. And we are also instructed to pray for things that Hashem promises will be. Hashem says He will always love us, and yet we say, Va'avatcha al tasir mimenu lo'olamim. We pray, do not remove your love from us. But God said He won't remove His love from us. Avat olam avtanu. We begin by saying, Hashem, your love is eternal. Yes. Even though Hashem's love is eternal, we are not to take it for granted. We still give thanks for it and we still pray for it. So this is slightly different than the aspect that God renews it every day. There's the aspect that it is renewed every day. Am chadesh tuvo b'chol yom tamid ma'asev reshit. And that is one concept we pray and give thanks about. And then there's the concept not to take something for granted, to pray for things, even though Hashem says they will be there.